I'd like to welcome Craig Barnett, the founder and artistic director of schemedesigners.com. Barnett is an avid aviator, and you were inspired to create the company out of that passion. Can you tell me a little bit about what you decided to do one day when you were looking for something new?
It's interesting because this company fell in my lap, as it were. It was quite by accident that I founded this company. 17 years ago, I had a Cardinal RG, and I'm a civil engineer, and I decided to have it painted. And I designed a paint scheme which, when I presented it to the paint shop, they went, "Oh my God, I mean, we can actually do this easily. Look at all the measurements and how accurate it is." And they were so thrilled, they said to me, "Can you do this for some of our other clients?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" And about a year later, I got a call from them that said, "Hey, we've got a client with a Cessna 210 and needs some help." And so I said, "Sure, no problem." And so from that plane, they started sending more and more business. And within a year, this was a real business. And 17 years later, we're close to 11,000 unique schemes out there in 136 countries when I last counted. Everything from little home builds to airlines and everything in between. So it's been a lot of fun.
Now, I noticed you've got the vinyl interiors on here as well. When did you add?
Well, all the years we've been designing, let's call them aircraft designs as opposed to a paint scheme or a vinyl scheme. It's really our clients often who dictate what the media that we're going to use is. So we'll often have a client who specifically wants vinyl, in which case we'll design a vinyl design for the outside of the aircraft. Mm. And in that case, we'll supply the vinyl as well if they want to use us as their supplier. So many of the vinyl schemes we've done, we've cut the vinyl as well. And in fact, we even have product lines now that are vinyl specific. For example, we've developed a set of 12 replacement schemes for Cirrus aircraft called Applied Art, where we sell a limited edition vinyl scheme for Cirrus. We sell 15 of each design. They're all signed and numbered. And we put those on Cirrus aircraft, and when we reach 15 in a particular design, it's kicked out and a new design is brought in. So we've been doing vinyl almost as long as we've been doing paint scheme designs.
Vinyl is a really different product, though, from the paints, from in terms of what you can do graphically with them, but also in terms of durability and the reason people want vinyl on their airplane, isn't it?
Correct. It is very different. There are times when someone's painting a plane, let's say they've got a Cessna 172, and they're painting their plane, and they're going to go to a paint shop, and they're going to have it stripped and primed and repainted, and they'll put on a beautiful white base, and then 90% the way there, in those cases, putting on paint, I think, is better because the paint scheme is better because it's going to last longer and be more durable. There are other times when someone has an aircraft like a Diamond that has a perfect white base on, but the vinyl decals that came from the factory are sun-tired and worn and cracked. And in that case, you simply remove the design, buff it out, and put on a new design. Glass aircraft are far better suited to vinyl. When you decal an aircraft with a lot of rivets and lap joints, you end up with a finish that I think is not as good as paint. But on the other hand, you end up with a quick and easy finish. So we do a lot of metal aircraft. Sometimes it's a plane that's just for display, and afterwards the vinyl's being taken off. A good example of that would be the new Mooney Acclaim that is sitting outside Mooney's tent. This is the first new production Acclaim since the company has arisen and started production again. And we did a very special vinyl scheme for that aircraft to make it really stand out beautifully at Oshkosh. That aircraft was auctioned off to raise money for Mooney's new museum that they're building. And the owner that won the auction is working with us on his new paint scheme. So when that aircraft gets back to Kerrville, we'll remove the vinyl and it'll go back to the paint shop and it'll get a permanent paint scheme. So, and it's a beautifully applied vinyl on a metal riveted plane. So it's an interesting plane to look at if you're interested in vinyl and you have a metal aircraft.
Yeah, you mentioned that you have the civil engineering background and obviously the aviation background. What is your background in art that led you into this?
None. I come from an artistic family, to be honest. On my father's side, five brothers and sisters, and they're all different artists, from sculptors, very famous sculptors with pieces even in the Guggenheim.
So it's in your family.
Yeah, yeah. Right down to painters, to my father was a very technical artist, extremely artistic. So I got that gene. But my gene is limited to aviation. If you ask me to design something else, you can forget about it. I grew up in planes. I was in planes before I could walk. I had my pilot's license at 17. I soloed on my birthday, that type of thing. I've always owned a plane. And all these years later, 35 years of being a pilot, it's in my blood. And it's what I can really do well.
And you're teaching your kids to fly.
And I'm teaching my kids. I bought a little Cherokee 180 to teach my kids to fly. My son, who's 14, I started him at glider school. So he's learning to fly gliders. And my daughter's going to be learning to fly in the Cherokee. She's 16.
Oh, that's good perfect. Job. That's so perfect. Now, did they inspire you to do this fun scavenger hunt that you're doing here at the show? I mean, you're having a lot of fun.
We started this at Sun and Fun. It was a great idea from our marketing department, if I could say that, we notice when we're at a show that we walk around the show and approximately 50% of the aircraft in the display area is in some of our livery, be it a paint scheme or a vinyl design. And I've often talked about it. You look around and you can really see our influence all over the place, and it's grown over the years. There must be about 40 aircraft on display here that have our designs on them. So what we did was we decided to, for a really nice prize, have a scavenger hunt. And we give out forms at our booth and at our partner's booth. It's called Factory Direct Models in Hangar A. You can pick up a form. And as you walk around the show, you fill in planes you see with our designs that have a unique little decal somewhere on the plane. So in some, it might be on a nose gear door. In others, it's under the horizontal tail. Some of them may have two stickers on. Some will have one. And the sticker says, proudly, paint scheme or designed proudly by scheme designers. And you note down the aircraft type and the end number. It's not all, it's about half of the aircraft we've done are marked. And then you bring the form back to us, and the person who gets the most aircraft, I won't say how many there are, but the person who gets the most aircraft correctly filled out wins a $500 custom desktop model of their aircraft with the interior and exterior modeled, which will be done by Factory Direct Models. It's a beautiful prize. And then we give out a T-shirt and a hat for a second and third prize. And we had such a lot of success and so many enthusiastic people at Sun and Fun participate. And we hope that a lot of people come by our booth at Oshkosh and pick up the forms and participate.
It's a creative project.
Yeah, it really is. And I know you were working hard all weekend long putting those decals onto those airplanes.
Absolutely.
In the rain, in the wind. So
absolutely.
And where is your booth?
Our booth is in Hangar C, in the northwest corner of Hangar C. Same place we've occupied 14 years, so anyone who's seen us before will be there.
Now, I want you to give a clue for today so people can get a head start on this. What's the first clue? We're gonna help you out here and do that once a day. We'll spit out a clue for people on the radio, but do it today.
Can I speak in a French accent?
Sure you can.
The clue for today is red and blue. Red and blue twins speak French.
Red and blue twins speak French. Okay.
And Amy, you're going to give a clue out every day. We'll give you a clue to help people find where these planes are hiding so that they have an opportunity to win the model from us.
All right. Full disclosure, I am not participating in the scavenger hunt, despite the fact that I'd love to have a model, you know, of my airplane. But it's okay. I can't do that
conflict
this time.
Of interest.
Conflict of interest. That's exactly right.
And for people who aren't here on the field, where can they find you?
In fact, we have just launched a beautiful new website. It's at schemedesigners.com. And there are tons of photographs and samples of our work there, and it tells everything that we do on there. And you can buy models there, too.
Very nice. Terrific. Craig Barnett, thank you so much for taking the time to share that information with us on EAA Radio in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.